need to back up here a few years before I had my accident and back surgery. The house next door at 938D was for sale. So I went to the Bank of America and told them that I wanted an FHA appraisal on the house. And the FHA came over and looked at it and told me that they wouldn't loan me any money on it, but they took the money that for the appraisal right out of my checking account without any to do. The house did not have a foundation. They said it didn't have a continuous foundation. It didn't have any foundation under it. And the center of the house, must have been, 30 feet wide at the, and in the center of this, I'm going to say at 15, it was 5 inches higher than the outside walls. So I called a bank in San Diego and told them I talked to the guy that was in charge of the loans, told him who I was and what I wanted, and that I had a house that I wanted to buy, and told him it didn't have a continuous foundation under it, but I wanted to buy it, and I wanted him to send somebody over there to give an appraisal and appraise it as high as he possibly could, and so that I could buy the house. And that's what he did. And then I went on to buy the house, and I cut holes around in the sides below the flooring and above the dirt so that I could get in and out of there. And I hauled girders, 4x6 girders, and concrete piers and 4x4 posts. Well, I cut most of the 4x4 posts outside. And I think that I probably spent so much time underneath that house that all the people around the neighborhood must have thought I was queer for underneath houses. But it was plastered inside with wood siding outside, plastered on wood lath. And I raised that outside walls so slowly in between that I did not lose the plaster off of the inside walls. After I got the girders in place and stabilized, I would jack it up on top of this pier, and sometimes the pier would go down and sometimes the building would go up. And after I got everything in place and it's just snug, I went out to my table saw and I cut up half inch plywoods about 3 or 4 inches square. And then the next day I went underneath the house and I jacked this pier on top of the pier to where I could slip a half inch plywood under it. And I went to all the piers that were on the outside of the building, and that's what I did until I got the outside 5 inches up to where it was level with the center of the building. And then after I finally got it up and the piers had settled as much as they were going to settle, and then I took measurements and cut a 4x4 post and went back in and put that in place, and then on to the next pier and on to the next pier, and had to crawl in and out. But I had access holes around there where I could shove my 4x6 beams under and carry my concrete piers. And if you've ever done any work like that, you know that handling a concrete pier underneath a house is just about the one of the most awkward, and it's a hard work because you're crawling around under. If you're lucky, if you have room to crawl around on your hands and knees, that you're not kind of laying flat on your belly. Anyway, I got that all jacked up and and then got it painted and wall-to-wall carpeting in there and rented it. So that was, we kept the 942D, and then we had 938D, and then we had 939E Avenue. Well, let's see.